Hello?
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in Texas, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. So, as of right now, are you in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So, in which state are you currently residing in?
Texas.
Texas, all right. And in which county in Texas do you currently live in?
Cameron,
all right, perfect. So what portion of telephone calls you receive do you get? Most of them on your cell phone, on a regular home phone, or on both equally?
Cell phone,
all right. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
All right. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by like a newspaper, a television, radio station, political parties, or any candidate for political office?
No.
All right. Would you mind sharing what year you were born in?
No.
All right, no worries. All right. All right, so would you mind sharing which age category you would be in? And the categories are 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and above?
Above 65.
All right, thank you. So what is your main racial background or ethnic heritage?
Doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter necessarily, but we do like to get these answers just to know the demographic of people we're talking to. But if you don't want to share, that's totally fine.
I'd rather not share.
All right, no worries. So what is the last grade that you have completed in school?
Pardon?
What is the last grade you have completed in school?
12th
grade, all right. Perfect. So, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I disapprove.
Strongly?
Yes.
All right. So, if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for who would you vote for, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you the names of some people, and I would like if you could rate them on a scale of if you either have a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion about them, or if you've never heard of them, those are also categories. And the first person is Myra Flores.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Joe Biden.
Not favorable. I don't know whatever the last
one. So very unfavorable.
Yes.
All right. What about Vicente Gonzalez?
Which one?
Vicente Gonzalez.
I don't know what that is.
All right. No worries. What about Kamala Harris?
Unfavorable.
Very or
very something? Unfavorable. Very.
All right. And what about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. All right. Thank you. So on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all interested, and a 10 means you're extremely interested, how interested are you to vote in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
The very top, what was that, 10?
Yeah, the top one is 10, and that means you're extremely interested.
Yes.
All right. If the elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Trump,
all right. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were being held today, for who would you vote for? For Colin Albrecht, the Democrat, or Ted Cruz, the Republican?
The Democrat.
You would vote for Colin Albrecht, the Democrat?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Congress are being held today, for who would you vote for? For Myra Flores, the Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat?
Flores.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
All right. So in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or someone else, like independent?
Probably Republican.
Would you say you're a strong Republican or a not-so-strong Republican?
Probably a strong one.
All right. So generally speaking, would you say you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat, all right. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Would you say you're low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Low income.
Low income, all right. So regardless of how you feel now, back in the 2020 elections, for who did you vote for?
Trump.
All right. Well, this is a good survey, so thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you look great. Have a good day. Mm-hmm.